Ella Fitzgerald is one of the most acclaimed singers of the 20th century. She received a Presidential Medal of Freedom and 14 Grammys. She was admired around the world, and her influence is still felt today. For the NPR series Turning the Tables, Catalina Maria Johnson spoke to two young Latin musicians about what Ella Fitzgerald means to them.
Mabiland is a 24-year-old neo-soul artist from Colombia who sounds like this. Mi casa su odio repele, el tiempo se vaya no vuelve, el karma es certero y si tiras primero, él llega y te la devuelve. Mabiland grew up in Quibdó, a small city on the Pacific coastal plains of Colombia, and she remembers the very first Ella Fitzgerald song she heard when she was 9 years old.
I had no idea a woman could sing like that. For me, to hear that voice and understand the power of someone who could put her soul into her voice like that, for me, that is Ella.
Mabiland, whose real name is Mabeli Largacha, says her mom even played one of her favorite Ella tunes at bedtime to get her to sleep.
Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Daime Arocena is a 27-year-old singer and composer who grew up in Havana, Cuba.
Tengo un corazón en alta mar. Desespero y busco donde anclar. Si lo detengo aquí y apunto el eje inicial.
Arocena started singing when she was 8 years old, but she didn't hear Ella Fitzgerald until she was 15, when she was invited to join the big band at the famed Havana Conservatory. What really caught her ear was Ella's scat singing.
I said to myself, oh my goodness, what is she doing? Do you know what? I don't know what she's doing, but I want to do it too. So my love with Ella was pretty connected to scat. And being honest, one of my dreams is to get that level of scatting one day.
Neither singer wants to copy Ella. Instead, Mabiland says she tries to take what she's learned from listening to Fitzgerald and combine it with hip-hop, R&B, and soul to tell her own story.
I have listened to a lot of artists, and I always put her on because that's what she means to me. When I speak of Ella, I think so much of what I'm sharing with people with my voice. When I interpret a song, when I write a song, when I go through the process of putting my soul into it.
And for Daime Arocena, it's not so much about the purity of Ella's voice or her perfect diction.
For me, the most impressive thing was the way she could conduct ideas. She could create melodies, rhythms, all the technique that she had to do anything that she had in her mind. Any person that wants to be a singer should know Ella Fitzgerald.
Rambling man makes no change in me. I'm gonna ramble back to my used to be.
These two Latina millennials agree Ella Fitzgerald's songs are as exciting and interesting today as they were when she recorded her first hit in 1938. Mabilan says Ella transcends her time.
Yo creo que hay artistas que sabes que son buenos, que sí, que en su momento generacional marcan.
I think there are artists that you know are good, who in their generational moment, they mark that moment. And there are others who are eternal. Ella Fitzgerald was eternal.
Pero es eterna.
Arocena says she was unique.
every single day pop up a new singer, but Ella had light, the light from the sky. She had the power from the earth. She had the sweetness from sugar, from honey. She had the colors of her heritage, her ancestors. So I think could last forever, Ella. She's going to be here forever.
And Mabilan says Ella Fitzgerald changed her.
Siento que mi vida no fue igual, no hubiese sido igual si yo no la hubiese escuchado a ella.
I feel that my life would not have been the same if I hadn't listened to her.
For NPR News, I'm Catalina Maria Johnson.